In this screencast, I'm going to show you how to trace the visual elements that are going to make up the watch. In this example, we have the Fireman 2 watch that we added the image to the Silverlight application. Realize that this image will go away in the final application. We just have it here to trace over so that we can start tracing the visual elements and making the appearance of the watch in Silverlight match the appearance of the watch from this photograph. So here's how we're going to start. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to double-click on this watch section here because we are going to want to make this the parent of anything we're going to add to the scene. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to use the pen tool to start picking some points, and we're going to start with this case with the case of the watch. So I'm going to pick some points. At this point, I'm not going to be. I don't think I need to be super accurate. I'm just going to pick some points that are going to be important for this watch. And I'm going around the case. And I think I'm just going to skip over to that point there. And if we want to turn off the fill, we can do it like that so we can see it better. And we want to finish this up. We're going to move the mouse over this, and it's going to see that zero sign next to the pen. We're going to click on there, and now we've completed that path. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to modify this path to make it conform to the curves that we're seeing here. So to do that, we're going to go to the direct selection mode here. And we're going to, once we're in the direct selection mode, we see all of the control points that were created here. And we can start selecting these control points. And by selecting them, pressing the Alt key down, we can start seeing that we can start moving these control points. Independently of each other. Until we get those lines to match up. I'm going to move this one down a little bit. And if I press the Z key, I can sort of zoom in here to make sure that I get it close enough. We've used high-resolution images to make it so that we can really get these very accurate. And what I'm realizing is I don't want this point there anymore. I'm actually going to remove that point. So I can click on the pen tool again and just remove this point like that. And now I'm going to go through again and modify some of these points. And if I want to do a different color of the line, we're just using this right now to scribe over this. So I can make this very thin, so I can make it and red, just so I can get this right and be able to design this correctly. And what I'm finding is I need to add another point. So if I grab my pen right there and I draw anywhere on here, I can add another point very easily and then use these direct selection tools to modify these points. And then I can go through each one of these points and pressing the Alt key down again, I can move these. And by keeping the Alt key down and pressing Control Point, it is separated from its mirrored control point. And if I zoom in here, I can see that I can move this a little better to make this point a little closer. So by moving this control point, I can get very accurate in how this curve is determined. And we're really just splitting hairs right now. And so this is how we can start going through our watch and drawing the points that are specific to it. Other things that we can do here is we can start going through and using some of the text capabilities in Silverlight to put some of these characters in. So for example, I'll just put change this to a 9. And what I'm going to see is if there is a character that is in one of the built-in typefaces that is close enough to that, so let's see if, for example, this trebuchet, no. So if we have one, a font that's close to it, we can actually use that. And so let's just say this Arial Black without the italic is close to it. And we're going to change the typeface size. And it looks like, let's set this to be a little bigger. And so we got something close, but it isn't exactly what we want. So what we can do with this is we can set the foreground to be something kind of opaque as we design this. Let's just say 10%. And we can then select this number, and we can go to Object, Path, Convert to Path. And it converts this entire number to a vector representation of it. So you can then start moving the control points and also removing control points if they are redundant to fit the design that was used here by Ball Watch. So for example, this point here, if I just think I can remove that very easily, I just select the pen tool and go over it, and it removes that. And I can go through my entire design and start going around it. And then the last thing I might want to do is, let's say I've done all the work to move that around and to get all those points to match up with what was designed there. What I can do is I can use for my fill color, I can use my eyedropper and pull the color directly from the design. And in that way, I'm going to start creating my graphics that match the designs from Ball Watch.